religion, it would turn into eventually an anti-Jewish. It would have a great deal of bitterness to the Jewish people. However, there arose, and they had existed before, a certain pacifist group who now felt vindicated by the fact that the temple had been destroyed and that the Jewish army had been crushed by the Romans. There's always an idea that exists after any problem. And everyone is gifted with hindsight, and everyone knows what they should not have done. This group was basically composed of the Essenes of the Essenes, whom I discussed with you, and they therefore said that the Jewish people should now revert into a peaceful agricultural people, a pure and holy people, and move out into the caves, into communes, etc. This also did not prove very popular with the Jewish people. The Dead Sea Scrolls that we have found, the community that existed in Qumran, which is the area of the Judean desert, is a localized sect, probably not more than 2,000 or 3,000 people at its height. And they their reaction to what happened was one of extreme pacifism. And therefore, what they did to us, and it's not unusual, they distorted Jewish writings to reflect their attitude. You know that if you want to prove something from the Torah, you can prove anything. You can prove that the Torah is socialist, communist, capitalist. It's for the working man, it's against the working, whatever you want. If you take things out of context and you interpret them as you wish to interpret them. If you take the Torah as an entity, the way Chazal did, the way the Talmud deals with it, so then the entire pattern and the values of Jewish life appear. But if you take one part out, so then you have a distortion. And they distorted it. They took all the peaceful parts out. They took all the parts that supported their ideas of human behavior and of national life. And because of the fact, as I mentioned to you, that they one of the hallmarks of their society was that they were celibate. They did not marry. So they could never replace themselves. And they were dependent completely upon persuasion and conversion from the outside, which did not prove popular. Now you have to, just to show you how tough the Jewish people were and are, you have to remember and keep in the back of your mind that the Jewish people are going to rebel against Rome within the next 60 years and are almost going to win that rebellion. So that the mood of the people, in spite of being crushed, was not one of pacifism. The mood was to survive and to see what happens. The out of the 10,000 Jews that were brought to Rome, almost all were sold into slavery. Again, we know these things only from Josephus, but we can imagine them to be correct. Josephus writes that the slave markets, they depressed the price of slaves throughout the Roman Empire. Because there were literally hundreds of thousands of Jews available to be slaves, and Jews were good slaves. And therefore, he says people lost a fortune. Because it's a little like real estate today, you know, you figure your equity in your house as part of your net worth. Well, in the Roman times, the number of slaves that a person had determined his net worth. So if on Monday each slave was worth $500 and on Friday he was only worth $100, so you didn't have a good week. And that is what happened with the Jewish slaves. They were poured on the market so quickly.